tech knows this. And so the answer to it is yes, legislation, but we do not have a firewall. Okay. The Democrats have proven themselves to be basically the prostitutes of Wall Street as well as big tech. That's where they get their money. So when big tech and Wall Street are blocking people out of information and free and fair trade, the Democrats do absolutely nothing, because then it would hurt their own pocketbook.
Wow. Megan, in our final 30 seconds, how can folks reach out to you? Is the newsletter back up and running?
No, it's not back up and running. They can find me on Telegram. They can find me on Facebook, as well as Twitter, at ReaganBabe, ReaganBabe, at ReaganBabe, on any of those three platforms, and also Instagram, at ReaganBabe.
We love having you on, and
thank you.
And we're going to continue to follow this story with you and big tech, because it ain't going away anytime soon. Thanks so much, darling. We'll talk next week, okay?
Very good, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Rachel Gresler is a smart lady from the Heritage Foundation. She has studied the minimum wage, the $15 an hour minimum wage, and she says it's bad for America. Why? She'll tell us coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now, 5:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. There is a crash. It's in the middle of the intersection. That's southbound Lamb Boulevard at the 15 interchange. Also, another incident. This is on the left shoulder, 515 westbound at Eastern. You're very slow behind that. Also, touch and go, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange there at the Spaghetti Bowl. Some congestion in a couple of areas, 515 south at Russell, 95 west at Rancho. We are getting some heavy volumes on the 15 as well, northbound at Spring Mountain. And remember the overnight road work. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Tropical Parkway in North Las Vegas. The freeway will close beginning at 7.
UMail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball yesterday won their seventh of their last eight games at Thomas and Mack Center. They complete a two-game series sweep of Air Force, winning 69-64. David Jenkins Jr. had a game-high 26 points. Bryce Hamilton adds 14. UNLV 8-9, 5-5 in league play. They get back at it coming up on Thursday when they open up a two-game series at Boise State. The other game in the Mountain West Conference yesterday, San Diego State rolls over San Jose State, 85-54. One game tonight, Colorado State and New Mexico are scheduled to match up against each other. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Let's start with all the people smitten by a certain sweetheart. Now narrow it to all those lovebirds who kind of let Valentine's Day sneak up on them and need to woo this sweetheart in a hurry. For you, you romantic but forgetful Cupid, Walgreens has great gifts for pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So whether it's a card and a box of candy or a bottle of perfume, Walgreens helps you get sweet gifts in a heartbeat. Aww.
This week, select fragrances are 20% off. Restrictions apply to 20% offer and pickup. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking about a lot about the COVID-19 relief package, the stimulus. Are we going to get checks for $1,400? Are we going to get checks for $1,000? Are we going to get nothing? One of the aspects of the COVID-19 bill is the $15 minimum wage. President Biden has said he wants the $15 an hour minimum wage. There are a lot of folks who say that this thing is really bad. I mean, really bad. I had a chance to visit earlier today with Rachel Gressler, smart lady and research fellow in economics, budget, and entitlements at the Heritage Foundation, and I asked her about the $15 an hour minimum wage. How bad will it be for America?
Well, we know it will be bad. Every economist, every analysis points to job loss, price increases, income losses, but we don't know how bad. And I think that's because this is putting us in uncharted waters. It's one thing when New York City or Seattle wants to hike their minimum wage to $15 per hour. These are already really high cost areas. But when you impose a $15 per hour minimum wage across 50 states and over 3,000 counties, that's going to have really devastating impacts. You know, Mississippi, $15 per hour there is like $36 per hour in D.C. And I don't think any of these lawmakers who are sitting there in D.C. would support a $36 per hour minimum wage where they work.
Although there are people in the progressive movement that say $15 is not high enough, that we need to, you know, do the Andrew Yang $1,000 a month thing. Is that a better way at increasing wealth in society?
Well, you know, the sad reality is the government can't just increase or create something out of nothing. You know, we all want rising incomes, and that's a great thing. But the only way that people actually get higher incomes is by producing more value, and that comes from them gaining education, experience, technology that helps them become more productive. You know, a law in and of itself doesn't do anything except for redistribute income, and that's what the CBO report noted, that yes, on net, income might increase by over $300 billion, but while some people, you know, every $100 that one person gains is a $34 loss for somebody else, and when those losses are not just a loss in a portion of their income, but their entire income, and it prices them out of the labor market entirely, that's really impactful. I think, you know, you talked about the Andrew Yang's $1,000 a month, and I think that's really the long-term goal here, or at least the result, because, you know, there are 26 million Americans in the U.S. who don't have a high school degree. There's another 71 million who have a high school degree but no further education. There's a lot of young workers coming up, and $15 per hour is equal to $36,000 per year in employer costs. There are a lot of jobs out there that don't produce that much in value, and so you've essentially cut off the bottom rungs of the ladder with a $15 per hour minimum wage, making it impossible for tens of millions of workers to get their foot into the door to get the experience that will give them a higher income in the long run.
The CBO study shows that the $15 minimum wage will cut 1.4 million jobs. Do you buy the CBO numbers?
You know, I think it's hard, as I said, for them to really know. We know that it would be at least a million, and they even noted that it's unlikely that the actual outcome will be much lower, but it is likely that it could be much higher, and they noted potentially 2.7 million or more lost jobs. You know, I know other analysis have predicted 3 million or more lost jobs. And so I think it's really, yet to be seen, but it will be extremely high.
I am curious, when it comes to the minimum wage, an incremental increase, maybe a dollar a year more for 10 years, something, would that be better, or just presto changeo, it's $15 an hour?
You know, incremental gives a little bit of a time for adjustment, and I think the reality, what we would see is some of the bigger companies that have a lot of capital to invest in machines to replace lower-income workers, they're going to be able to survive. You know, they might create some new jobs to help with that automated technology, but the smaller businesses aren't going to be able to do that, and you're really just going to see this big shift in the types of jobs that are out there. You know, probably not as many full-service restaurants anymore, but more of the experience of sitting down and having a computer at your table and ordering from that. You know, unlike the COVID-19 job losses, and I know that Nevada in particular has been really hard hit by this, but there's hope there that as the pandemic subsides and vaccination is widespread, those jobs will come back. But the reality with jobs lost to the minimum wage is that they don't come back because they're lost to automation or to outsourcing or to businesses closing their doors permanently.
And there are strip hotels that have gone to tablets, where you just pick up the tablet on your table and you order your drinks and somebody runs the drinks to you, but nobody actually serves you. And this is happening everywhere, the post office, airlines. Let me just ask you, and again, joining us, Rachel Gressler, research fellow in economics, budget, and entitlements at the Heritage Foundation. In a recent op-ed, you put rather succinctly, higher incomes are a common goal, but a $15 minimum wage is, at best, a naive solution, and at worst, outright negligent. Is there a better way of accomplishing the same thing?
There are lots of better ways, because rising incomes, as I said, come from people producing more value, and they need additional education and technology and training to do that, and they need to get their foot in the door. You know, policymakers should be looking at those types of solutions. They're harder. It's not as easy as saying, I support a $15 minimum wage, but they're out there. You know, we should be looking to expand alternative forms of education like apprenticeships, reducing unnecessary regulations so that businesses can invest more in their workers. And when that happens, between the tax cuts and reduced regulations in 2016 to 2019, we actually saw a 15% increase in the wages of low-income earners. You know, also just occupational licensing reform, allowing anybody that wants to have the freedom to go out and to work whatever they choose for their livelihood to be. So there are lots of opportunities to open the doors to income gains, but unfortunately, imposing a $15 per hour national federal minimum would close a lot of doors while boosting the incomes of just a select few, and it's not really the government's job to pick winners and losers here.
Would this be a better idea in a full employment economy with no pandemic? Is this something that we might be able to take if all things were equal, right? I mean, I'll give you a great example. Restaurants here that operate on 1, 2, maybe 3% profit margin, they can't make a profit at 25% occupancy. And now you're going to throw this at them. Would it be better in a full employment economy?
I mean, absolutely, this is the worst time to do it. It's like throwing, you know, a brick to a boat that's struggling to stay afloat instead of a life preserver. But it's never going to be a good time for federal policymakers to do this and to say that there's a one-size-fits-all wage that works for Diaperville, Mississippi, as well as D.C. This is really a state and local issue. And when state and local governments do this, it's one thing because the people who lose jobs or have to shut their businesses, they have somewhere else to go. And we've seen that happen in Seattle and other places. They go outside the city limits, and then they can at least have a livelihood somewhere else. But when you do it across the entire U.S., you're not going to leave places for people in currently low-cost areas to have anywhere else to go to make a living.
There you have it. That is one smart lady when it comes to this whole deal. Rachel Gressler, research fellow economics, budget, and entitlements for the Heritage Foundation. She says that $15 minimum wage, bad, bad, bad for America. We'll see what you think coming up. I'm going to open up our phone lines, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm also going to let you hear Sarah Palin go toe-to-toe with Piers Morgan, the Brit, on Good Morning, Great Britain. But great stuff. I mean, really good stuff. We'll let you hear that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99, due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dock fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/2021.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear from Sarah Palin. She went toe-to-toe this morning with Piers Morgan on Good Morning Great Britain. This is tremendous stuff, and it's so stupid. Piers Morgan is just unbelievable. They were battling over the 2020 election fraud issue, and of course, the Brits are a long way from here. But listen to this. This was Sarah Palin, Piers Morgan, Good Morning Great Britain.
Sarah, we like having you on the program because we normally have a good two-way robust debate. Today you've just come on and you're just talking nonsense. And I don't think you
How
believe
is
this.
Nonsense when I'm telling you facts about
they're not
some
facts.
Voter fraud.
There
it
was no fraud.
Oh, it hasn't been proven, really?
There was no fraud.
Just look into that one issue, that being the dead people who voted.
Please.
And then come back and tell me that... no, they didn't vote, they legitimately voted.
Sarah, I've got to say, I say this with utmost respect to you, you're sounding totally bonkers. And part of the problem for the Republican Party is that people like you, high-level members, high-profile members of the party, are still perpetuating this utter load of nonsense that somehow there was fraud, and that stopped Trump winning. Trump got hammered in this election.
Examples. Wonderful, great. I'm giving you examples, though, trying to make it easy on you. You guys sound bonkers, to tell you the truth, because you won't listen to your guest who is letting you know where some voter fraud was made manifest. Okay. It certainly was.
But the trouble is, the only dead people that really should be focusing our minds are the people who died at the Capitol in the insurrection that was sparked by the inciting words of the President of the United States, aided by people like Rudy Giuliani,
right. Okay,
who encouraged a violent insurrection.
Again. Okay, now you just changed the subject again, Piers, okay? Now, stick with one, okay, so that your guess doesn't sound bonkers.
Okay, I have two things I've been asking you. One, do you believe the election was won fairly and squarely?
Yeah, I answered that. I said yes,
okay.
Evidently.
You said yes, but then what did you
think it was fairly squarely?
You said yes, but then you started
and
to...
And I said that there were shenanigans going on.
No, shenanigans...
And what was your other one?
The shenanigans is not widespread fraud. No fraud has been proven. You know that. I know that. Our viewers know that. And Joe Biden knows it because he's sitting in the White House this morning.
That was priceless. That was outstanding. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to give the last word today to Dr. Anthony Fauci, trying to answer a question that all of us here in Nevada are wrestling with in the Clark County School District, and that is, when can we open our schools? Now, not later. Anyway, Dr. Fauci weighs in on that. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. For review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to give the last word today to Dr. Anthony Fauci of the President's Coronavirus Task Force. He was on with Brett Baer last night and trying to answer the question all of us here in Clark County are asking, and in this CCSD are asking, and that is, when can we open our schools? Here it is.
There's obviously a lot of concern from parents, from teachers, from communities about getting kids back to school. Can these communities do it safely now, even though the teachers are not vaccinated?
You know, I think, as what you heard Dr. Walensky say, that this can be done, provided that the capability of keeping the children and the teachers safe, namely wearing of masks, having the resources to be able to arrange the classes so that you have appropriate spacing, the kinds of things that are common public health issues, can be done. But obviously you have a lot of serious discussions going on between the teachers union and the officials of the city and the states that you just mentioned. So it's not an easy problem to solve. Obviously we want to get teachers vaccinated. They are essential personnel as far as we're concerned. It would be important to get them vaccinated. But there are situations where you likely can still get children back to school, provided you do it in a safe environment vis-a-vis masking and other public health measures.
And just to be clear, you're not speaking in a personal capacity. You're speaking as the job that you do, right? I mean, we had the White House come out and say that the CDC director, saying almost exactly what you said, was speaking in a personal capacity, not an official guidance. But this is going to be the official guidance, is it not?
Well, the official guidance, Brett, is coming out literally imminently, very likely this before the end of this week. So I think it would be important, rather than trying to get different opinions of it, let's see what the guidance shows, and then we could all discuss about the various aspects of the guidance. But it will be coming out, I'm almost certain, before the end of the week.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci. Through all of this, he hasn't always been right. But you know what? I trust him just on form. I just think he's an incredible individual, and I will always tend to side with him, even though I know he's been wrong, you know, on masks and different things like that. Tomorrow on the show, it's day one of the show trial, and the big question is: are any minds going to be changed? I mean, after 5 days, I think, is what it's going to take. They're going to try and wrap it up on Sunday. Maybe Saturday, if everybody yields back their time. Wouldn't that be a novel approach? Will any minds be changed? I doubt it. But we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hope you will be with us. We begin at 3. We end at 6. Till we join you then for our entire crew, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night right here on AMC.